later in that year, when we did the review in Edinburgh, David Frost came up to a performance and mingled with the performers afterwards. You know, didn't actually talk to me much. He shook my hand and all that, but talked to Doug. And that's when I realised that it's about writing as well. That's what he's, you know, this man who represented one, you know, the absolutely one of the funniest and most successful modern television shows, that was the week that was In Our Midst, because he wanted writers and performers. And there was a little glimpse then, I think, when he came up. But this, yes, he's recruiting people for paid work after university. And it's not just about acting, it's about what, it's about review, and it's about what Robert and I have been doing through 3 or 4 years. And it's about writing and playing characters and being ahead of the game, and not just doing Shakespeare plays or even sort of modern theatrical documentaries like Mangoni Head and Dark. So that was actually when I suddenly felt, yes, this is where you could make the bridge. And of course, eventually, that was the bridge we crossed, and that was when David or the office for Frost Report, this new series, got in touch with Terry and myself, were then struggling to write something called The Love Show, and said, would you come in as writers on this new series? So, you know, in a sense, it did, sort of did tie in. And I was able to present that to my parents and the world generally as being something quite respectable. I was working with David Frost, you know, a new BBC programme, as long as it had BBC on the end of it.
Terry Jones recounts a moment of epiphany he had in his last year at University at Oxford.
I suppose, no, that's right. No, I was just sitting there watching everybody writing and thinking. I was getting very worked up about what somebody had written about, what somebody else had written about. Wordsworth or Milton, I think it was, I can't remember who. And I thought, why am I getting so emotionally outraged by what they've written about this and what they've written about? And I kind of thought, really, I just want to write this stuff in the first place. I don't want to comment on other people's comments on what somebody's written. I suddenly hit me with a blinding flash that I didn't want to spend my life being an academic and commentator. And I wanted to do what I always wanted to do, really. I wanted to make things and write the raw material.